Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. All right, we have reached Hey, I Was Wondering time. We use your Hey, I Was Wondering. You get valuable Eric in the Morning travel mugs suitable for your drive-in in the pitch-black darkness that we have right now. I got this from Katie. Hello, Eric. With the start of the NFL season right around the corner, did the Bears find a kicker yet? I know a Hawkeye was in the running for a while. There was? I did not know there was a Hawkeye in the running for a while.
There were like nine guys at the beginning.
My good friends from the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, was Chris Blewett? Remember Blewett?
He's not a Hawkeye.
Blewett.
Not a
Hawkeye? I remember that name, yeah. Blewett.
For the position, but I've not heard anything about it for a while. Thanks. Hope you enjoyed the long weekend. Thank you, Katie. Yes, Katie, the Bears have settled on a kicker. He's a man named Eddie Pinheiro. We've pinned our hopes on Pinheiro.
That's
it's
right.
Not Pinheiro?
Nope, Eddie Pinheiro with the tilde over the N.
Okay.
Eddie Pinheiro.
Pinheiro.
And, of course, we all remember the reason that Eddie Pinheiro now has this job, Whip.
And, oh, he hits the upright again. That's impossible. And the Eagles run out into the field, but there's still 5 seconds.
So it didn't matter.
Cody Parkey and the double doink.
Oh, right.
Which ended the Bears season last fall.
Right.
Or last spring,
I should
say.
Boy, that was rough to watch, though.
Yeah.
Staley the Bear dropping.
Yeah, dropped. They actually thought they were going to have to bring the AED out for Staley the Bear.
Yeah.
Restart his heart.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
So sad.
I actually collapsed in my living room when that happened.
Me too.
I could not believe what happened. But now it's a brand new, fresh start to the 100th season for your Chicago Bears. And then later on this week, remember what happens later on this week. Our good friend joins us. The first installment, good old number 72. That's right, the Big Bear, good old number 72, back in the fold here each and every week following each Bears victory. Because that's all there's going to be this year, a Bear victories.
That's right.
Charles Leno will join us. So, Friday.
Yeah, I can't wait to have him back.
Friday, the first installment of Leno on the Line.
Yeah.
Back to school advice from Iowa senior citizens goes viral. So, they're going back to school in Iowa. They're like, all right, let's go to Keokuk. Let's go to the Garden View Retirement Center. Let's pull out Mabel and Midge and Herb and who
Stewie.
Else?
Yeah.
Stewie. Is there a Stewie there?
Yeah, Stewie.
Jasper.
Mildred.
Just say, hey, what kind of advice you got? No, they're getting a bunch of work hard, listen to your teacher. None of that stuff works.
No.
Not in today's society. You need stuff like this. This kind of advice. Nick, tell them.
If you got to change for gym class, make sure you don't have any holes in your underwear.
Good advice.
Well, that's so true.
Make sure you don't have any holes in your underpants.
Good one.
Before gym class. Also, another great piece of advice, Bob.
Yeah, I think that they shouldn't spend all day looking at memes.
Don't spend all day looking at memes.
Oh, I thought he said beebs.
Limit your meme looking.
All right.
This is one that I always found to be very valuable. Bill.
It's up to the teacher.
What's that?
Kiss up to the teacher.
Kiss up to the teacher.
Oh, I thought he said sleep with the teacher. I was
sleep
like,
with the teacher. I'm a big fan of that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And while you're at it, do what, Greg?
Keep your opinions to yourself.
Keep your opinions to yourself.
Easier said than done.
No, it doesn't matter. Follow the advice. Tell them, Amanda.
For all the little ones, or maybe some of the big ones, teachers are friends, not food.
Teachers are friends, not food.
Like
we've learned
Nemo.
From Dory.
Yeah.
Yeah. At number three, know it, learn it, live it, Kristen.
Don't get caught picking your nose.
Don't get caught picking your nose. Notice she says, she doesn't say don't pick your nose.
Right, don't get caught.
Exactly. Don't get caught picking your nose in class. This is valuable advice as you head into your school year. Tell them, Jeff.
Snitches get stitches.
Snitches get stitches.
Oh.
Just know that. Snitches get stitches. And finally, in at number one, we go directly to a teacher for the advice. Lena, you would advise what?
Don't take your pants off in class.
There it is right there. Don't take your pants off in class. Is this a problem?
Yeah. It's happened before, yeah.
Really?
What?
Well, what, what is the impetus for someone to go, you know what, I think it's pants-free Tuesday?
Me telling them to pull their pants up so I don't see their boxers.
Uh-huh.
And instead of them doing that, they just take their pants off.
They just take their pants off.
It had to be planned, it sounds like. They're planning to do that.
Yeah, look at that.
It could have been. It was high school.
Oh, there you go. That was planned.
Right. Totally.
That was planned. Yeah. Pants are coming off.
Yep.
Do not take your pants off in class. If I were to throw out, hey, what do you think is the foundation of the relationship issues you're dealing with at home? Here's what I would get. But then when I say, hey, you ever scratch your ass? And the phones explode. Explode.
Oh, boy.
That's what I love. Hey, ever scratch your ass? I'll call on that one.
Yeah, everybody's so open.
I'm in on that.
I don't care.
Yeah, ass scratching.
Yeah.
Tell me in.
Like an unexplored,
everybody else does.
Unexplored topic.
Pick your scabs, pick your nose, pee in the shower. All of them. Clean sweep. I like it. All right, 312-233-1019. Those are the disgusting habits we all own up to. Additional ones, either your own habits or ones you've witnessed by your significant other or coworkers or whatever it might be. Hi, Alex.
Hey, my old boss used to cut his fingernails while getting beers after work.
Cut his fingernails while getting beers?
Yes, after work.
All right, so you'd be sitting at a bar with your boss and he'd be clipping his nails and drinking a fine Pilsner?
He would pull out a pair of nail clippers from his pocket while drinking Budweiser.
Right.
That is weird.
Yeah, nail clippings are flying in every direction,
landing
in drinks.
Ew.
That's great.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. It's a very popular thing to do. Marge.
Hi.
Hi.
I worked with a girl, and she used to put her foot up on the chair and clip her toenails.
Her toenails?
Yeah, put them right up there for you to see.
What?
It was the worst.
Yeah.
Thing.
Dr. Sklar would love that. Put your foot right up there. Let me see what you got going on there. Oh, the gross, disgusting habits of coworkers, Liz.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I sit about 15 feet away from my coworker. We have open cubes, and he flosses his teeth at his desk.
Oral health can never have too much of it.
The cutting the nails and the flossing the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody should know that's something best done by yourself, but I'm wrong.
I really feel like those, and correct me if I'm wrong, Liz, fall under the category of singing in the car. Like when you sit in the car and you're singing and you think nobody can see you, but everybody can see you.
Yeah.
When you're flossing your teeth at work, you think you're in this little invisible box, but you're not.
Right.
Everybody can see you.
You do feel that way, though.
Right. Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. What happens at work, Melissa?
All right, like everybody else, it's a coworker, but we had these phones like that everybody used, and they had a built-in stylus, and he would dig in his ear with the stylus and then eat it.
No!
Sometimes you just got to clean out your ear and eat it.
Oh, my God.
What else are you going to do with it? You might as well eat it.
No, you mightn't.
Oh, my God. Right off of the stylus. I'm not using that one again. The good news is I can find out
what's
trending on Twitter with our social media director, Mel D, who has been frantically trying to research three other things currently trending on Twitter because Whip insists on stealing all of her trending on Twitter and all of my weekend wrap-up stories. And we've only been here 90 minutes.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Whip and I share a lot of the same likes.
That's right.
Oh, I know.
Similar interests.
Shocking.
I know. Mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Who doesn't like that, though?
Come on. All that stuff. All right, top three things currently trending on Twitter. Here we go. Mel D in at number three.
We are totally moving into fall, and that means some scary movies coming out and some other big movies that are coming out, like the new Joker movie.
Yeah.
It looks like that Joker movie could already be surpassing $100 million at the opening weekend in the box office, which could beat out some of the other recent films that Warner Brothers released, like Shazam and Aquaman. So each trailer that's been released by this movie has gained over 5 million views, which made both trailers trend, and it looks like it's going to be an awesome movie.
Yeah, I heard
it was
good.
Of course, Joker stars Joaquin Phoenix
really good.
As Joker, and it's kind of a follow-up in some strange, unattached way to the Heath Ledger performance.
That's what
as the
saying.
Joker, which, by the way, I have a Heath Ledger story.
What?
Along the lines of, you know, how we were talking about scratching your ass?
Yeah.
Yes, we were.
You could, in a way, sort of, scratch Heath Ledger's ass, even though he's no longer with us.
What?
I'm going to tie all this together for you coming up here in just a second. Watch what I do. Watch what I do.
Okay.
One more thing for Eric on this one, by the way. Yeah. You know why you're going to have to see this? You know who's directing this movie?
The Joker movie? Who?
Todd Phillips. The guy who did Old School and The Hangover and all those movies you love.
That's very weird that Todd's going out of comedy and into scary.
But that's why I think you're going to have to see this. You see all his movies.
I do like Todd Phillips' work.
Would you go see this one?
I would.
You would, okay.
I would. I would not go see that It one, though.
Yeah, the It one is the follow-up. Oh, my God, the trailer for that is crazy.
Did you see the Bears? They did, like, a look-alike poster with their all their starting lineup and
with the It
and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, it's creepy.
It is creepy.
Too scary. Trending on Twitter, number two.
All right, so Camila Cabello and Lana Del Rey might have a feud going on. That's what their fans think. So Camila, she's been releasing some teaser videos about her new album coming out. It's called Romance, but she's been pushing them out everywhere on Twitter and Instagram, and that's where Lana Del Rey commented under one of those videos asking, "What the hell?" So under her Instagram video, in the comment section, which now has 58,000 likes on one comment, Lana could be seen asking that. So some of Lana fans are saying that Camila is copying her style and music off of some old songs that she recorded. So Lana hasn't explained anything yet, but right now it's just hanging out there for everyone to see.
Wow.
Which side are you on?
You know, I do like Camila Cabello, but the similarity is very clear that it looks like it's some old Lana Del Rey stuff. So I don't know.
Trending on Twitter, number one.
All right, our guy Justin Bieber shared a long, personal, heartfelt message from his heart about his drug use, his mental health issues. He shared a note on his Twitter and Instagram about his struggle with all of this and that he thought his life would be over by the age of 20. But he basically thanked his marriage for saving him from all this stuff going on. Scooter, his manager, congratulated him on Twitter and saying that he was so proud of him for, you know, releasing this info. And a lot of people are saying that they have a change of heart for Justin because of this note to everybody.
The Biebs is showing his real self.
He threw out his manifesto, and now everybody has a different perspective. All right.
And that's what's trending, yep.
Thank you. There it is. Things that can throw off the store-bought pregnancy test. You know, you run into Walgreens. If you're Violetta, you pick up like 9 of them just for fun.
Well, they come in packs of 3 or 5. I'm sure you did that with your girlfriend.
So you can do it the whole fall. Yeah, it's great. You know, every Saturday just for fun.
Get a bottle of Chardonnay.
Right.
Some
tests. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, all the things that'll throw it off. And then I got wondering, well, anybody listening who had a test lie to you? Like you took it and you looked down and you go, I'm in the clear. 9 months later, there's little Jared.
Oh, God.
Like, that thing lied to me. 312-233-1019. Here we go. Hi, Sue.
Hello.
Had a test lie to you?
Oh, I had 3 of them lie to me. Uh-huh. All in the same pregnancy. I was feeling terrible. I was sick. It was horrible. And I took a test. It was negative. I waited a few days. Took a test. It was negative. Called the doctor. They told me to take another test. 3 different brands. Followed all the rules. Still negative. Ended up going into the doctor. And found out I was pregnant.
They're like, oh, you are so pregnant.
That is crazy.
Did you take the good ones, or did you take the ones you buy out of a white van on the street like Melissa does because you get them for half price?
Well, they're cheaper.
Yeah. Look at that. Amanda.
Wow, that's insane.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Test lied to you?
Test lied to me. I took 2 home pregnancy tests that came out negative, and then I went into the doctor. Same thing. I wasn't feeling good. And the doctor took a blood test, and the blood test came out negative.
What?
Oh, look at that.
Yes.
And then when did you find out?
9 months later.
I found out.
Big deal.
a couple weeks later, the doctor took another test, and my daughter's 6 years old right now.
Right. Doctor's like, oops, my bad.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
I am going to have to call that lab and see what they are doing down there. You want me to blow your mind?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mind blown. Rachel.
Hello.
Test lied to you?
12 of them.
12 tests.
Come on.
At what point?
What?
When you hit test number 9, don't you start to think, all right, something's going on?
Yeah, was it just something in your
biology?
Why
would you keep going for 12 tests?
Well, I was drinking a ton of water and working out a lot. And yes, finally my husband said to me, no more tests, like enough is enough. And
we're going broke here. I can't buy toothpaste anymore.
Yeah. Went to the doctor, had a blood test. That was negative. Ended up at a fertility clinic trying to find out what was wrong. And there they said, you're pregnant.
12 tests.
Yes.
A clean dozen.
That must be that drinking too much water.
Oh, man. The Procter & Gamble stock price skyrocketed that month.
This is making me very nervous.
And then there's the flip side. Hi, Jenna.
Hi. So I took a test that said I was pregnant when I was not.
Really?
I didn't even think
that was possible.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised when I went to the doctor and they said I was not, and I was kind of relieved too.
All right, so you take the test, you look down, you get the little smiley face. It's smiley face,
sometimes,
right?
Yeah, it was smiley face.
I took one that was not digital with just the lines, and I thought I saw two, but I guess it was just my imagination. But then I took a digital one that said pregnant right there on the screen, and I was,
defective.
Oh, man.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, the false positive. That's when he got to go buy 12 more, just to be sure.
And invite some friends over.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free, send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. We're constantly worrying, as it turns out. Finances, diet and exercise, romantic relationships, family, mental health. We're falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
As a society, we're just falling apart.
We are. That's so true.
55% worry very often. And you're thinking, I don't worry about any of those things. You know what I worry about? 312-233-1019. You don't have time to worry about romantic relationships, Debbie. You're worrying about what?
I worry that the aquifer is going to dry up.
The aquifer's
dry. Our well's not going to work.
All right, the wells aren't going to work. We're going to run out of water. It's going to be nothing but zombies. We're all going to die.
That would be bad.
I have many heart attacks about it.
Right. I'm near cardiac arrest over the aquifers drying up.
Okay.
And that's when you really need to look in the mirror and go, pull it together.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do about it.
Pull it together. Adrian, you worry about what?
The lever on my toilet's broken, so I always wonder if it's still running.
You know what? I worry about that, too. Mm. And it happened to me this past weekend, Adrian. I went into my bathroom. Granted, I'd had about 9 drinks.
Oh.
And I'm like, I swear that toilet is running. And after having 9 drinks, I tried to fix the toilet.
Oh. And?
I managed to, I think, get it fixed. But it was running nonstop.
Oh, that's not good.
So I'm right there with you, Adrian. I know what you're talking about. Oh, Bobby, heavy stuff. Constantly worrying about what?
Dying in my sleep.
Oh, my God. That's twisted.
I'm like scared to go to sleep.
And, you know, I got kids, and I'm just, you know, my wife is a teacher, and I'm there in the morning with them. So it's like I have that fear of them finding me in my bed.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So every day when you wake up, Bobby, do you go, crisis averted.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, made it another day.
Wow. Close call. Heavy stuff. Death. Toilets running. Aquifers drying up. And what, John? What are you constantly worrying about?
I am worried about how my father-in-law is going to be acting. We're going to be sitting in the north end zone Thursday. He's a Packer fan, and the Bears are going to kill him.
Come on, baby!
Yeah!
Come on, baby, right now!
Oh, my God.
Bring it up! Woo!
Oh, my gosh, you're hilarious.
Mighty, mighty Bears! That's right. I'm worried. Oh, don't worry about it. Mixed Morning Mindbender. Oh, look at you, Mr. Grown-Up. Oh, look at you, Miss Grown-Up. You're a big girl now. Got your big girl pants on. Are you better at adulting than most people? A BuzzFeed poll found 28% of people can change a flat tire. 34% make their bed every morning. 61% can fold a fitted sheet. Can you do that? I cannot do that.
Not that well. I don't
think. No, I fold it. I fold it into a ball.
That's not good.
And I shove it into a drawer.
That's
fine.
You gotta fold it inside each other. Like it goes in like a pocket.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, you gotta do it like a pocket.
But I can do this. Although, I will concede it took me until a little bit later in life to become adept at it.
Okay.
The number one thing. It's a sign that you're an adult. I gave you a clue last hour. Hopefully it was helpful. Did you hear the clue last hour, Jean?
I did not.
Oh, you did not. So you were smart enough to figure it out. The number one thing that makes you an adult is what?
Swallow a pill whole.
Exactly right. Once you can swallow a pill like a big boy, you're an adult.
Well,
although my kids can do it, so they're not adults, right?
Yeah. I think you just get nervous.
Yeah.
But I can't fold a sheet.
I can't fold a sheet either.
I hear
you. You make your bed every morning, Gene?
I do.
Yeah.
Show off. How about changing a flat tire? Can you do that?
No.
No? All right.
Nope, well, it's all
AAA. No, you got 2 out of 4 there. That's not too
bad. If you have AAA, that's pretty much adulting.
If you have AAA?
Yeah.
All right. Can you swallow a pill, Melissa?
Oh, yeah, but
I
couldn't as a kid.
Horse pill?
Yeah,
those really big horse pills.
Not a problem. I can take that. But when I was little, I'd have to crush it, and then I'd have to add water and a little sugar in a spoon and mix it up and then swallow
it. I don't even know if that's effective anymore.
Yeah. Although we taught you last week about curing your hiccups, and now you've taught us how to swallow a pill.
Right.
Was I wrong on the peanut butter?
I couldn't believe it.
Never fails.
I've never had to do that before.
If you have hiccups, 1 spoon of peanut butter, they will go away.
They were gone. That's amazing.
You swallow a pill, Whip?
Yeah.
I've got these like vitamins that I take, and there's like a whole group of them, and there's one in there that's round. I can't swallow it. I have to throw it away.
Because
it lodges in my esophagus because I have a narrowing of the esophagus. Is this too much information?
Way too much.
Yeah. And then I got to go to like the emergency room.
You might want
to
try Melissa's trick. Crush it up. Put some sugar in there.
Maybe.
Cut that pill in half.
91% of people say they can swallow a pill fairly easily. Can you neatly wrap a gift?
No.
Oh, I'm so good at that.
Are you?
I can do the bow and everything.
You got the neatly wrapped
gift?
Yeah. 87% say they can neatly wrap a gift. You know what I can do?
What?
I can wrap a gift.
Can you?
I can. I can't swallow a round pill, but I can wrap a gift.
I've wanted beautifully wrapped gifts, though. I've considered, like, one year, I'm like, I'm going to hire somebody. No, I'm going to hire somebody.
Why don't you take a class?
Do they have classes?
You should go work at like Macy's and learn it.
Yeah.
They do it really well.
Yeah,
they do well.
Very
well.
You can pay them at like Bloomingdale's to wrap it for you.
Yeah. Can you sew a button back on? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
Whip.
No?
I've never tried, but I feel like I could in a pinch.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would do it the way that they recommend it. I would just keep going round and round and round.
Yeah, you'll stay.
Without instructions, you think? You think just get the needle, the thread, and the button? You just keep going until
it's very soothing.
73% can sew a button back on. 61% can fold a fitted sheet. I can't do that. Do you regularly have the oil changed in your car? Another sign of adulting.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that I do. I'm afraid not to.
All right,
Daddy beat it in my brain.
59%. Can you kill a spider without screaming?
I've recently gotten very good at this. Just cutthroat. Just go for it.
You're a stone cold killer.
I did it the other day with my hand. It was just reflex.
Yeah, nothing
scared. And I got so scared.
I'd catch a tarantula with my bare hands and
just
throw it out.
Not.
I would. I'm not scared.
You would not. I am not a tarantula.
I am not scared of spiders.
Wait, centipedes, though. Oh,
snakes,
my God.
Snakes, don't bother me. Nothing. Do you always put your laundry away right after it's dry?
No.
I try.
Nope. If it's... No.
I would say about 80% of the time. 39% of people do that.
But you enjoy laundry.
I do enjoy laundry.
Which is weird.
Do you make your bed every morning? 34% said yes. And can you change a flat tire? 28% said yes. Do you regularly have your oil changed in your car? As Melissa said, she does because her daddy beat it in her brain right after he got done kissing her.
Ew.
More on that.
Oh, my God.
Over-functioner, under-functioner. Just gave you the difference between the two. And Melissa?
Yep.
Over-functioners are quick to act. They enjoy taking control, sometimes unconscious without realizing it. They want to attack a to-do list at home and at work, but can be a bit controlling. Under-functioners, on the other hand, tend to hold back. They wait for others to manage things for them. Sometimes they have problems meeting deadlines or making real progress. They frequently rely on others to make decisions for them. but tend to be easier to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
You want an over-functioner or an under-functioner in your life?
I do want an under-functioner, okay, with somebody who goes with the flow.
Whip, what do you want?
I think I'll take the over-functioner.
You're going to take the over?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Violetta?
I want an over, too, like someone that can keep up.
Gotcha. Carl, you like a what?
I like an over-functioner. I am a fine arts major that needs the engineer to keep the structure.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah,
right.
At least you know.
So you are a self-proclaimed, perhaps, under-functioner who needs an over.
I could be a case study for sure.
I gotcha. Yeah. Very interesting. Thank you for sharing that. Jamie, you're caller number 10, so you get the prize. Over or under-functioner, which one do you want?
An over-functioner, but I might not necessarily like it, but it would be something that I would look for.
I gotcha. I think people like over-functioners out of the gate. Then about 2 or 3 years in, they get worn out by the over-functioner.
It could be.
Wouldn't you think?
It could be. I need the motivation because I'm not an over-functioner myself. But I do like to be productive. So having that little push is good, but I don't have to always
You would characterize yourself as an under-functioner.
I would characterize myself as an average functioner.
I'm a middle functioner. What do you think the results were? People want over or under?
I'm going to say 60% said over.
Right. 80 said over.
All right.
Yeah, 80.
90 said over.
Ooh.
90 people.
Oh. 90%. Yeah, we want some cutthroat decision making.
90% of people want over functioners. In a new survey, 10% of college students think credit cards are free money.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not true.
Right.
No, no.
And hopefully by their senior year, they get that all figured out.
Yeah.
And then I was remembering that we were talking about that Taylor Swift song last week, and I got an email from Megan. She's like, that Taylor Swift song is not about Kanye. It was about the time that she was dating the guy from Coldplay.
Right. And you're like, wait a minute.
I don't think she did that. No. I don't think she dated Chris Martin from Coldplay, even though you thought she did. So we decided for today's text topic of the day, we give you the topic, you text us, 60123. What did you once think? Credit cards are free money? Taylor Swift dates people from Coldplay? And what? All right, I got the finalists here. You ready?
All right.
Here we go. Things you once thought. I once thought that no matter what direction I was facing, it was always north.
Yeah, I could see that.
You could, huh?
It's a weird thing to think.
When I was a kid, I thought turn signals turned on by themselves because they knew where we were going. I thought that the band that was on the radio station was actually playing in the radio station.
I thought that when I was little, too.
I thought that.
This person said they thought it in high school, though.
Oh, okay. I was thinking more like age 3.
Yeah. I once thought that tolls were a joke, a lie made up by my parents so they'd have to stay off the highway. I once thought you could drive to Alaska. I'm sorry. I once thought you couldn't drive to Alaska. You had to take a boat.
Oh, okay. I got you.
When I was slightly young, around 20, I thought concession stands on the beaches were for confessions.
What?
My dad once told me the self-cleaning oven meant little creatures in overalls were living in the oven and cleaning it.
Oh, no.
I thought you couldn't get a DUI until you were 21. I thought you got your butt cracked from when the baby was spanked after they were born. Like, cracked their butt right up.
Oh, right.
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of cute.
I thought all people over 40 spoke with an Italian accent. Baba da boobie. I thought skim milk was skin milk, and I wouldn't drink it because I thought it came from the skin of a cow.
Ew. Is skin milk.
My friend John legitimately thought old people saw in black and white until color TV was invented.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I once thought the stickers on cars for marathons and half marathons were actually Bible verses. You know, the 26.2 to the 13.1.
Oh, okay.
I can see that.
Yeah, like John 3:6 or something.
Oh, my gosh.
And then finally, I once thought what, Joyce?
I thought that if I slept on my boobs, they would stay flat.
Aha, if you sleep on your boobs, they stay flat. I can see how you might think that, though.
Doesn't work?
So that's not true, Joyce? There's not a grain of truth in that?
36 double D's, so no.
Oh, they're still right there. Looks fantastic.
Maybe they'd be really gargantuan if you weren't doing that.
You would be rolling around with some L's or something like that.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at comed.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling.